Hello, and welcome to Disagree Better. I'm Tammy Lenski. So, my hair is falling out. Ugh. It started a few months ago, and I've grown very reluctant to look in the mirror. Each morning, I stare at the bathroom tile and wonder if I'm seeing more of my departed lovelies, or if, by some small hope, the dog has been hanging out in there. It seems to be due to the acute Lyme disease I had late last summer. You know, Lyme is the gift that just keeps on giving. When I went for a haircut a few weeks ago, I was talking to my hairstylist about the sad state of hair affairs when an employee sitting nearby interrupted and chirped, "Oh, that's too bad, but stay positive. I think your hair looks great." I managed to wrestle Bad Tammy to the ground just before she said something extremely rude. She was dithering between, "You should look up the term toxic positivity," and, "Oh, I'll tell my 5 remaining hairs you think they're awesome. That will make this so much better." You know, I'm from New York originally, and sarcastic blood will run forever in my veins. What is it about difficult emotional cues that they so frequently trigger either annoyingly chirpy positivity or attempts to ignore the cue entirely? In 2018, a research team investigated how well physicians recognized emotional cues in conversations with families of critically ill children and how they responded to those cues. The families were in circumstances where they had to make very, very difficult decisions about their young children's care. The researchers found that while the physicians recognized families' emotional cues 74% of the time, nearly 40% of the responses had buried empathy. Buried empathy is empathy that is buried by subsequent words or actions. The doctors in the study buried empathy in 3 ways. They made an empathetic statement and then turned immediately to medical jargon. Or they made an empathetic statement followed by "but" and factual information, kind of like the hair salon woman. Or a second physician interrupted with medical data. The buried empathy either stopped progress in the harrowing decision-making or stopped family members from expressing mourning or asking for time to collect themselves. Now, if you think that sounds great, that the families became less emotional, think again. Noted the study's authors. Quote, "We recognize walking into the emotion is difficult, and it may seem counterintuitive to invite deeper emotions, such as mourning or overt sadness. However, we also know emotional evolution may be necessary for rational decision-making. Shared decision-making may therefore necessitate emotional processing." End quote. Unburied empathy is just what you'd guess, empathy that is expressed and then not smothered by subsequent words or actions. When the physicians in the study responded with empathetic statements and then simply paused, the families were more likely to talk about their fears, hopes, and dreams for their child. This was critical information for the physician-family alliance needed to reach painfully hard decisions about their child's care. Buried empathy is, let's get down to business empathy. It's technique. It conveys, "Oh, I kind of care, but let's not get bogged down by your negative feelings, because you should be positive, because I'm afraid of encountering raw emotion, because we're here to reach rational agreement, not talk feelings." Unburied empathy is hold the space empathy. We're holding the space for someone to tell the truth about what it's like to be alive in this moment, as author Susan Cain put it. We're holding the space to go deeper, to build stronger connection. Unburied empathy isn't followed by "but," or "at least," and I'm going to put a link in the show notes to a Brené Brown video that briefly talks about this. We think of empathy as something we experience and then express, and then they feel better. And then we feel like we've been a good partner, colleague, mediator, coach, manager, friend, family member, whatever. This isn't wrong, but it's incomplete. So the takeaways. What we do immediately after expressing empathy makes the difference between a stronger connection and a greater distance. After expressing empathy, don't bury it by lapsing into jargon. And I'm looking at you, fellow mediators. Butting it or diving straight to business. Instead, pause. Let your words hang in the air. Give them time to absorb them and decide what to do with them. Your pause is the gift of possibility. Thanks so much for listening. The home base for Disagree Better is tammylenski.com, where you'll find show notes and conflict resolution resources. That's tammylen, as in negotiation, ski.com. I'll see you there.